Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Wednesday of the 28th week in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, the true meaning of justice. Justice and love. This is what Jesus is calling for in our gospel reading today from Luke chapter 11, verses 42 through 46. Without these, woe are we. Justice and love go hand in hand. Justice is not revenge, nor is it punishment. It's fairness. Love is the heart of Christian living. Justice is its hands and feet. Justice is not fairness, as in anything is okay as long as no one gets hurt. Even when legislatures and courts declare a law as just and fair, if it's not in accordance with the laws of God, people do get hurt. Not even the smallest sin can be justified, not even when it seems loving. Sinners get hurt by their separation from God, even if they do not recognize the separation. The target of the sin gets hurt, even if the damage is not visible, as do many others, because the effect of the sin ripples farther than any of us can see. Sometimes we think that justice means retaliation. It's eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, but this is an unredeemed sort of justice. When Jesus came to redeem the world, he gave us the golden rule. Do unto others what you'd like them to do to you, even though they might not do it to you, because you love your enemies and you're willing to go the extra mile for them. Jesus raised us above the pre-redemption attitude of do to others what they did to you, ha-ha, now we're even. In Christ, justice means protecting ourselves from further harm without a spirit of vengeance. We care about our enemies while taking good care of ourselves. Sometimes we think that if no one demands their God-given rights to be treated fairly, it's okay to overlook injustices. Or if we don't see a way to resolve the unfairness, it's okay to do nothing about it. This is why bullies in the workplace are allowed to continue doing harm. Prejudices continue to keep the downtrodden down. And insulting remarks about others are accepted as merely a brief lapse in good manners, even in the church. Woe are we for the injustices of society when we who are the church are not teaching what true justice looks like. True justice is described in today's first reading from Romans chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. Affliction and distress will come upon anyone who does evil. This is not the punishment of a revenging God. It's a woe to you because you are reaping what you sow. God's anger is based on a genuine concern for those who are caught in the traps of sin. He's upset about the choices we make that cause our woeful, self-inflicted anguish. The challenge before us is to learn what we can do about the injustices that God brings to our attention, then discern when and where and how to take action, caring for the victims and also caring about those who are committing the injustices. If we don't say yes to this challenge, woe are we. This is so important, so very, very important, that I wish I could post these words on the wall of your house and your office and your church in big neon letters. No injustice can be justifiably ignored, not for any reason. Woe are we, and many others as well, when we do nothing about the injustices that we witness.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.